August 9th, 2010, Monday in Oroville. The weather report shows northwesterly winds up to 15 kilometers per hour, temperature range 29 to 33 degrees Celsius under sunny, clear skies. Following is an interview with Kathy of Tamarai, who's one of a group of Orovillians involved in child protection services, talking about this week's educational seminar In Verite, facilitated by Dr. Peter Choate of Canada.
Visiting Oroville, a man called Peter Choate, who's a consultant in Canada and a professor who's been working for 35 years in the area of child protection and child services. So he's been with us, and he's been working with, there's about 14 of us, mostly people who have been working in part of the child protection services, but also some teachers from Transition and DPUM, who have come together to just explore with him issues to do with child protection and how we can create a service that is, first of all, targeting prevention to make our community safe, and that we have more awareness in the community about the risks and threats to children, and also helping us explore possible ways to get intervene when there are violations. So that's what we're doing. Probably the main thrust of the workshop, what I understand, is to, first of all, to discuss and to ourselves kind of come to some sort of common understanding about what is abuse, what constitutes abuse, what are the kind of values that our community may have around children. And so to tease out a lot of these issues that we have a kind of common basis of understanding. And then he's going to kind of walk us through using case studies, different possible scenarios, hopefully try to tweak them to the kind of cultural realities that we're facing. And then as a group that we are really invited to kind of consider what possibilities there are for intervention that would result in the least amount of harm to anybody involved. And these cases evidently are always really messy and delicate. So how to do it as good as possible if we have to intervene. But mostly what we try to, I think, to get across is this idea of that child protection is a community responsibility, and that it's about creating a kind of culture of awareness that children can be really defenseless, and how can we as a community be vigilant to the possible threats that children face, either from within or without the community people may be visiting, and that we're all more sensitized to these potential threats and hold children more in our awareness as a collective. And in terms of, I think your question was about what to do if there is, if there are victims of abuse, can they come forward? We're really still, I'd say, even though we've been sort of at it for 2 years, but it still feels like we're pretty early stages of setting up this service in terms of getting people on board who really have competence and capacity to deal with trauma. So I think this is also an outcome that we're hoping will come out of this work, is that the team will get stronger and we will be able to, just develop capacity within the team of people who may be in a better position to deal with cases if violations or abuses are happening.
How many people are on this team?
The Child Protection Service itself, we're about nine women, as it happens. It's a big group. But we're all working in different areas to do with children or concerned for whatever reason. And in the workshop, there's 14 of us, so we've also have a doctor and some teachers. So we're just, it's not that the team itself is so kind of closed or coherent. It's more just where people concern, and we've been trying to carry forward this an approach to raising the awareness in the community about potential threats, and to develop ultimately a code of behaviour as a working group and a code of conduct for people who are working with children, that there are explicit norms around what's acceptable or unacceptable behaviour. So these are some of the activities we've been working on over the last couple of years, but to date it still hasn't been really implemented in the community. And of course we understand why. It's delicate, it's a subject that people are not so comfortable even to talk about or to consider is even maybe something we have to face in the community. So we see this work as just something we have to be very patient in, and as I said, mostly we want to try to create a different understanding of that children are not always held with safety and with the utmost of care, and how we can be vigilant to the potentials of harm for children, and to hold that awareness in a way that we try to do to create a safe holding environment in our community for children, I guess we could say like that.
At Sawchu, Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, at 5 o'clock today, there's a residence assembly. Those who comprise the new Lavanir will present themselves, giving an opportunity for interaction with these Aurobindians. This from Sri Sai Baba. Who are we? There's you as you know yourself, there's you as others know you, and then there's the real you. You've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone and Yahalom in studio. For questions, comments, contact auroville-radio.org. Thanks for listening.